Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about having Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is the guy that we turn to and have now for almost 13 years. We turn to help us with some of the strategic management decisions that we have to make, especially in the area of profitability. He is the profit pro. Steve is the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay. But he also talks a lot about and there's a lot of work in areas that are not just about buying low and selling high and managing all the stuff in the middle, which we've learned so much from him over the years. He also helps us with round out all the details of making sure that our organization is properly structured and all of our licensing and all of the other things that we need to have done. That's all part of being profitable, folks. These are all things, tasks that have to be done in any business. And he's here to talk to us about some of this. Steve Martin, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you and talk to you and your listeners.
It's good to have you back, as always. What do you think about my points about profitability is not just about buying low and selling high?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. Profitability is about how you not only interact with your customers, with your suppliers, and you interact internally, but it's how you interact with other partners who may help you improve your profitability.
Right.
We were just talking about how it's been a while since I've been on the show. Part of that reason is because I've been busy setting up collaborations for my own company.
Right.
And that takes a fair amount of work. It's surprising that when you do it right, you really have to build a relationship with the collaboration partner, and that takes time and effort.
Well, give us an idea. Use your example in a generic way. Use your example of how this kind of collaboration might work.
Well, after almost 40 years in the business of being a cost reduction profit improvement expert, Jim, I realized I have some very special products and services that can work really well. And what I've been doing is finding other consultants who are in related but not competing businesses and licensing my materials to them in order for them to grow their income levels.
Right. So you've been given them some platforms, some templates, some best practices, some structure that's already tried and true. So in a way, you're franchising is just another form of licensing. And so in a way, right? I mean, it's basically and so in a way, you haven't used the word franchising, but your licensing thing is, you're using licensing to do basically a franchising type of activity.
Yes, without being a franchise.
Exactly.
Because that creates a whole set of obligations and legal requirements.
When I use the word franchise, I'm using it as a verb, not a noun, so to speak.
Yes, to leverage.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah, I have copyrighted materials that others can use. So the opportunity is to teach them how to use those materials, give them the rights to use the copyrighted materials, and then bring it out to their clients.
And see, Steve, this is... what I've been talking to my audience now about since I started doing my show in 97, and that is, don't underestimate the fact that the things that you've developed, the things that you've come up with as a way to do business, the way to operate your business, never underestimate the value of that to somebody else. So protect it with trade secrets. Protect it maybe with copywriting or trademarking. Protect it with maybe even patenting You may be trying to make a living, but you may be developing something that other people will pay for, and you've got to recognize that that's possible and identify what you've developed, right, Steve?
That's excellent advice, Jim, and you're absolutely correct. I personally use a combination of copywriting and trade secret.
Yeah.
Tell them what a fair amount of information, so you can see what I'm doing, but the key as to how I do it is the trade secret side.
Right. Well, and when we come back after this break, I'm going to get Steve to talk to us a little bit more about how to deal with trade secrets. You know, we've talked about this in other variations with our intellectual property attorneys, and Steve, though, is on where the rubber meets the road. He's out there doing, in his small business, the kinds of things that I've been encouraging you to do all these years. It's 20 till. This is really good stuff, folks. I hope you're taking notes. There will be a test.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.